Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Bill Bean is a world-renowned exorcist, spiritual deliverance minister, and is known as the spiritual warrior. Bill has helped literally thousands of people all over America, along with many others in 54-plus countries. Bill's spiritual warfare deliverance ministry addresses anything from curses, blocks, attachments, obsessions, oppressions to possession by demonic spirits. He is also an internationally known author. His latest work is Tales from an Exorcist, lecturer, supernatural expert. He is currently appearing in episodes of A Haunting, Ghost Nation, Fright Club, along with an episode of The Holzer Files. He has been featured in the Lifetime Movie Network series, I Was Possessed as well. Bill, welcome back to the program. We always love having you on.
Thank you so much, George. It's always a pleasure to be on with you.
How is the Reverend Ben?
More busy than ever. Just unbelievable. It's a sign of the times that we're in. There are so many people suffering in so many ways.
Oh, my God.
I pray every day that God will work through me to be a blessing to somebody.
Absolutely. How did this all begin for you, this career?
Well, it's certainly not the career that I chose or wanted to choose. God chose me for this. And it all started with my own sufferings. As you know, George, and for anybody out there who was not familiar with me or my story, my family was destroyed by demonic forces, and I nearly was as well. And I had a hellish childhood and had a life that was so terrible for so long that I was actually seeking death. I wished for death. I didn't want to live anymore. And God transformed me. Not only did he save me, but that transformed my life and took me out of that victim, you know, being victimized over and over and over again in the fear-based, trauma-based way of thinking and living into what I call warrior mode, and has blessed me with a life now that I wouldn't trade with anybody's life on this planet. And I didn't seek this type of work, that's for sure. God called me into this service. And it wasn't his voice saying, William, you have to do this. It was a knowing. It was an urging in my spirit. And I ignored it for a while, George, because I thought, God must have a sense of humor. How can someone like me be a help to anybody? And so I had that mentality for a long time until I came to the realization that God truly was calling me to do this work. And I spent years in studies and preparation as well. And I started into this ministry full-time, I want to say 2013, and I traveled everywhere for 6 straight years, every part of this country, have helped people in 54 other countries, and it is all by the power of God. I'm nothing special. I'm just somebody that God works through to help people. But as you know, you're my friend, and you've had me on so many times, and I appreciate that. This is something that is supernatural in itself, because the pace that I was going at before COVID hit, it was only a miracle by God that I didn't have a heart attack or a stroke or something really bad happening.
Yeah.
Because I was waking up in hotel rooms not knowing where I was. That's how burned out I was getting. And look, I love everybody. I take the sufferings of others very seriously. And it is a nonstop journey and nonstop quest for me to help as many people as I possibly can by the power of God working through me.
What is happening now, Bill, where people are basically losing it? I'm in St. Louis right now. They've got a record number of thieves breaking into stores at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, stealing things. I mean, crime is rampant these days. Cars are being stolen. People are getting afflicted with all kinds of demonic things. What's happening?
Well, I didn't come on your show to preach a sermon, but I came here to speak truth. And the truth of the matter is that there is a spiritual war taking place. This is spiritual, George. And so what's happening here, in my opinion, I couldn't go into a court of law and prove it, but I absolutely believe what I'm saying, is that God is allowing the devil to have this time on the earth, and he is wreaking havoc. So it is the spirit of rebellion, which comes from Satan, and is the spirit of lawlessness, which also comes from Satan.
Mm-hmm.
So Isaiah 5:20 says, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil." That's exactly what is happening here. So those of us who stand up for good and right are vilified, and those that are doing every horrible, wicked, negative thing that you can imagine are glorified. And so the world is upside down and backwards, especially in America.
Why give the devil his due?
Because people want to do what they want to do. So this all comes down to free will. That's why a devil exists in the first place. He's the adversary to mankind because of free will. So you and I could talk all night long about things that we should do and things that we shouldn't do as responsible human beings. But there are those out there that would thumb their nose at us, because they want to do what they want to do, and they're going to do what they're going to do. And furthermore, the law, what's left of it, is allowing them to do anything and everything. So the script has flipped to where the perpetrators now have all the rights and they could do anything, but the victims and the people that are trying to be good and productive citizens are being victimized.
And some of these towns are funding the police departments at a time we need them more than ever.
Yes. And so this is a sign of the times. I feel sorry for any, I hate to say this, it pains me to say it, but I feel sorry for any couple that's bringing a child into this world now. I mean, this, in my opinion, is the worst possible time that you can bring a child into the world. I mean, it's just chaos everywhere. And it is all starting in America and from America, because America stirs the pot of the world. And so we have things taking place here that I just shake my head. I cannot, I'm 56 years old. I cannot believe the things that I am seeing now. And you know, in our wildest dreams, you and I both, we would never imagine that we're seeing some of these things unfolding right before our very eyes, and they're being encouraged and applauded.
Interesting take. Bill, let's talk about possessions for a moment. Are they also at an all-time high?
Absolutely. People are. So, as I said to you, I was six straight years nonstop on the road, sometimes taking two trips a week all over America. And then when COVID came, that put a temporary stop to things. And COVID was not a blessing, but it was sort of a blessing in a way for me that I was able to re-energize and to, you know, to refocus. But yes, they're at an all-time high, and the amount of people suffering under demonic attack, that's also at an all-time high. So I try to warn people. You know, I do a little show every Friday night now, and I I try to warn people about these things. Look, I'm not perfect. I don't claim to be perfect, but I try to do the best that I can do. I try to be the best that I can be every day, and I try to be a warrior for God and a messenger for God and a teacher as well. So some people listen, George, and some people don't, but there are just a tremendous, I mean, by leaps and bounds, the cases have increased, and it's just, it's very, very sad. We're all in spiritual battle on a daily basis. Most of us don't realize that. And the only way, in my opinion, that we can combat that and continue to move forward in having a good and productive life is by invoking the power of God over our lives every day. So my job is not only just going in by the power of God working through me to evict demonic entities out of people, places, and things. My job also is like that counselor, life coach type of thing, that I have to sit down with the victim after this takes place, and we have to put a game plan together for that person's life and moving forward. The things that you want to focus on doing, and absolutely having a real and authentic relationship with God and making Him first in your life and invoking His power over your life every day, and then, you know, staying away from certain things that will open those doorways for demonic activity to come in. Once they see a little crack in the door, they'll kick it in, and they're in there, and then it's going to require somebody like me, by the power of God working through me, to evict those demonic forces.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
How does somebody get possessed in the first place, Bill?
A variety of reasons. And the number one, not in every case, George, but in a large amount of my cases, the number one most common thread is that the victim has suffered some type of abuse in childhood, and whether that is child molestation, horrific beatings, or just horrible mental abuse, it's something that created a high level of trauma in order for there to be these blood and to be blood and secretions that come out through the pineal and adrenal glands that the demons are attracted to. They're attracted to it like candy. And some people call it adrenochrome. You can call it what you want, but when this is established, that's what happens. And the demons are not only certainly on the perpetrator of these wicked and heinous acts, but then they go on to the victims, and they will stay there until someone like myself comes along by the power of God working through me or whoever else to get rid of that garbage and to break that out and off and away from people. Other ways that they can become possessed is by a summoning, and that happened in my family's case, to where two family members over 100 years ago supposedly, and I believe it, summoned those demonic forces that came in and came on the family and stayed on the family and created destruction. And, you know, this is in the way of family bloodline curses, hexes, vexes, spells, you name it. I mean, this is all real, and this happens, and it destroys people. And other ways is through, like, Ouija boards and things of that nature. Any type of summoning or acknowledgement in a willing way to make some type of contact or communication that would open a dimensional doorway in order for these entities to come through.
What if somebody isn't taking it seriously? They think it's ha-ha, fun and games. Is that still dangerous?
I saw it with my own eyes one time, and this was in my own case, and I was a teenager. And growing up in that house where all those horrible things took place, I was physically attacked on a regular basis by demonic entities from age 5 probably up until age 12. And my mother, who suffered far worse than me, was under attack from 1975 to her untimely death in 1981. One night I had a bunch of these older teenagers, and some were maybe in their early 20s. They came into the house. They didn't believe me. And I asked them to come down. My mother was in the hospital at the time, so no one was in the house. And they came down. Didn't believe it. They were making fun. And one of the kids, I'd say he was probably 19 or 20, and I wrote about him in my first book, Dallas. And Dallas challenged the entities, and he was provoking and saying all these things, and this went on and on and on. And then all of a sudden, Dallas was picked up by his throat from an invisible force that slammed him against the wall. And his feet had to be at least 6 inches off the floor. And I will never, ever forget, George, as long as I live, the look of sheer terror and helplessness and panic on his face, the sweat beating up on his head and face, and we were all physically trying to pull him down and could not get him down. And then when the entity let him go, everybody turned and, you know, bolted out of there. And the last one out was a friend of mine by the name of Bruce, who is no longer with us. But Bruce looked back and saw this very tall black figure with a black hood and glowing red eyes. And Bruce didn't sleep for about 3 weeks after that.
I don't blame
him. Dallas didn't sleep for a while either.
Do they let their guard down somehow?
Well, they didn't believe it. So they didn't believe it to start with. So they thought it was impossible that, you know, that this could really take place. So then he's clowning around and provoking, you know, these entities, and that's what happened. And he still tells the story to this day. I have made appearances at events in Maryland and other places to where Dallas attended and stood up and told the people, look, what he's saying is true. This really happened to me. And so obviously he'll never forget it as well.
Absolutely, my gosh. But you had mentioned curses. And I talked with Marianne Winkowski last night about curses too. The person who puts the curse on someone, are they necessarily evil?
Yes, and I would say because it's an evil act. So if a person has ill will or bad intent towards another, and they go ahead and, you know, place these curses, hexes, vexes, and/or spells on people, that's an evil act because you,
oh my God, yeah, premeditated
to do ill will and harm to somebody. And I'll tell you, George, I in one case there were Santeria curses placed on someone, and that person, actually two cases, and those people died. Those people had tragic deaths soon after those curses were placed.
Can some curses be accidental, where you just say something like, something silly, and it happens?
Yes, absolutely. So we have to be very careful. Look, we all do things to offend people. We try not to, but during the course of life, we're all going to have an effect on someone in some way. We always pray that it is a good and positive way, but there are times that we might do or say something that rubs somebody the wrong way. And then people do that to us as well. So when that happens, it's very important to keep our anger in check and try and pray about it. It's not so easy to do, but we try and pray and ask God to relieve that from us and take it from us, and to, we pray for that enemy or that person that has now become an enemy or whatever it may be, and we ask God to cool the anger of that person and the bad will and intent from that person, and B, we certainly don't want to do anything to where we're doing or saying something that could be, that's, you know, when people say curse words, he said curse words. Well, some words are curse words. I mean, I've seen this, and even in my own life, I had a family member many years ago, because after the death of my mother, I was very young, and I quit school in the eighth grade. I lied about my age, and I did go to work. And a family member said to me, you'll never be anything. You'll be a janitor for the rest of your life, and all this kind of stuff. Those were curse words. So that individual was literally, by his words, trying to curse me and curse my life and say that I would never amount to anything other than a janitor, and there's nothing wrong with a janitor. I've done that kind of work, and I applaud the people that do that work. But his intent was to try and shame me because I wouldn't go back to school, and I was working, and I was paying room and board to live somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But those words were curse words, and it was intent to, again, to shame me and reduce me, when he should have been trying to build me up and
applaud
me for taking a job and working and paying my way, you know, as a young boy, and had to grow up in a world with some very hard-nosed, rugged individuals. But that's what can happen sometimes in some cases.
A lot of people sometimes, Bill, just don't look at the good in everything, do they?
No, and that is a spirit as well. And so it's, in today's times, it's so hard to navigate through all the minefields that are thrown at us on a daily basis. But my intent every day of my life, George, and you know me, so you know what I'm saying is true.
Mm-hmm.
I love people. I take the sufferings of others very personally. So I pray every single day of my life that God will work through me to be a blessing to somebody. But there are people out there, they don't have that same mindset, and they want to create havoc for people. And there are people that are so, miserable with their own lives that they want to create miseries for others. And they really get a kick out of other people's sufferings, and that is the devil, and the devil assigning demons to a person that will create a variety of miseries and destruction for others.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.